Dear listener, it's Monday morning, the dreaded beginning of the work week, and Matt and I have some advice for you to make it through the next 5 days on this mini episode of The Working Experience. Enjoy.
The Working Experience.
93 North is almost at a standstill. It's a rough one out there this morning, snow and sleet.
There is no service on
the... Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
Yeah, folks, we're going to be a few minutes. We have train traffic ahead of us. We should be moving shortly.
John, we need that report ASAP.
Where are we on that presentation?
Dan, HR wants to see you.
Did you return that email yet?
We have a team meeting at 10.
Need to stay late, Bob.
Teamwork makes the dream work.
They're moving in a different direction.
And after the meeting, we'll have a breakout session.
Who ate my biscuits?
Where are my hot pockets?
This microwave is disgusting.
Oh, God, what's that
smell? He was clipping his toenails at his desk. I can't take it anymore.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of the Working Experience Podcast. It's Maddie K.
And John, welcome on this Monday. What are we on, the fourth Monday, fifth Monday?
Huh? Fourth or fifth Monday?
Of 2020, you know, the new year that just started.
Yeah. So this would be, I guess this would be the fourth or fifth, something like that. Woo! It's been a grind.
And we've been grinding.
Oh, I'm exhausted. It's past 6 o'clock. I don't know what I'm still doing up. I am just at my I'm at my wit's end here. On the good front, or something new, I just bought a new ear and nose hair trimmer.
Oh, there you go.
My other one conked out. And I just,
I'm surprised that poor instrument had to deal with your nose and ear. Is it nose and ear?
Oh, any orifice you want, John.
Oh, there you go.
You get into all the nooks and crannies in there. It conked out. It's a lot to handle, you know.
Did you pick it up on Amazon?
Oh yeah, yeah. I don't know where you can find it. I guess you could find it at a Walgreens or something, but I prefer not to walk up there to get the ear and nose hair trimmer along with my jock itch spray and my...
That's where you have to get it and then come back after 2 weeks and demand a replacement for warranty because it's all gunked up.
The motor burned out. So I got all groomed up for this week. You know, as you get older, you start getting hair and places. They start, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Coming out.
Hey, you had to pretty yourself up for the Super Bowl.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, Kansas City won. Patrick Mahomes. I have to admit.
Impressive.
I watched the first half, and then I didn't really watch after that. The Super Bowl becomes insufferable with the ads. It just becomes like, they're trying too hard, you know.
The fourth quarter was where it was at, but
yeah,
yes, I agree. The ads, I watched all the ads, and I got to give it an overall, if I had to give it a grade, I'd give it a D.
Ugh, I know.
There were a couple of standouts. There are a couple of companies that got it right, but the vast majority, like 9 out of 10, just whiffed. Swing and a miss.
And I'm starting to feel like annoyed and embarrassed for these celebrities who get into these. I mean, I know they're getting paid a boatload of money.
Well, it was like there was a lot of 80s celebrities. There was like MC Hammer, Molly Ringwald. It was, brutal.
Well, you know who's performing again? The New Kids on the Block and Belle Biv DeVoe are putting a concert on. Belle Biv DeVoe. They're both Boston-based
bands. They're cashing in, Matt.
Who? I don't understand. Like, Motley Crue is touring. I can't understand why anyone goes to see these acts. Rolling Stones, U2.
They're making massive coin. Massive. Well, Rolling Stones?
No, I know, but yeah, I don't understand. It in. Why does anybody go see this? Like, good Lord. Like, there's new music.
I think Aerosmith is coming back.
God.
Look, Aerosmith, Rolling Stones, Zeppelin, The Who, all these bands
who are still touring, hey, more power to them.
Well, Zeppelin's
but when not. Bill Div DeVoe and the is it the Backstreet Boys?
No, New Kids on the Block.
I'm sorry, God. New Kids. When they resurface, come on.
It's. I mean, that music. All right, yeah. Rolling Stones. You know, if a band puts out a new album, I suppose fair enough. Like the Who, there's only two of them left, so that's not really even the Who. Who else? Motley Crue. I just don't understand. Like, you know who's touring with Motley Crue? Poison. The band, yes. Poison.
I saw Poison in concert circa like 89.
Oh, if I had known that about you, we would never be doing this podcast. I never
they
would have
opened
spoken.
Up for I think it was Aerosmith. I saw Aerosmith and Poison opened up for him.
Oh man. I mean, fine. Back then, it was the 80s, whatever. We didn't know much better. I did see I saw Motley Crue live when I was in high school. But why these people who are 50, 60 years old? Like, it's over. It's done. Like, just enough with this crap. So, I guess we're not going to get too many endorsements from those bands.
No.
I was hoping
They are not going to be knocking down our door.
I was hoping to have Donnie Wahlberg on the podcast, but he's after I was trapped.
Oh, he's there. Up in Boston, isn't he?
Yeah, the New Kids on the Block. They're a Boston. New Kids on the Block. Bell Biv DeVoe and... Who was that other band? They were like Bell Biv DeVoe. Bobby Brown. New Edition.
Oh. New Edition.
They're all from Boston, which I'm not proud of. I mean, I hate that music more than I hate country music. I just can't. And then Mark Wahlberg, if you remember, was Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch.
Oh yeah,
remember that?
I worked on the TV show Being Bobby Brown with Whitney Houston and Bobby Brown. I know Bobby Brown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys are tight, huh?
We're tight, man. Very tight.
A friend of mine, this guy I used to work with, Eddie, he was the key grip on a Whitney Houston video. And he had worked on a couple of her other videos, so we kind of knew her in passing. And then she hooked up with Bobby Brown. So he sees her on another video, and he's like, hey, how you doing, Whitney? Good. She was like, oh, hey, how are you? All of a sudden, Bobby's boys are surrounding Eddie, who's a grip. I mean, he's a technician. Telling him... you shouldn't be talking to Whitney. Bobby.
Oh, that's the way it should be.
Bobby
absolutely.
Bobby doesn't like that. Like, what are you freaking, you know? That's a little side note on the showbiz industry. We have a lot of them here. But yeah, I don't do nostalgia. I can't stand it. Like, if there's a band that's been around for a long time and they're still going strong and they're still putting out albums, great. But like, come on, man. I mean, my feelings on Billy Joel are well documented. He doesn't even count.
Billy Joel lives probably about 7 miles away from me.
Oh, God. Can you smell the cheese as you drive by?
Oh, yeah. We have friends who live across the... it's like he lives on Setter Island. They live in Oyster Bay. They live like right across the sound, the Oyster Bay Harbor from him.
Wow, that must be fun. So anyway, I don't know how we get onto this. Super Bowl.
I don't know either.
We were talking about the Super Bowl. The whole thing, like it's the coverage started at like 9 o'clock in the morning, and it was all just like stupid crowd shots and pep rallies. Oh. And
I mean, they're squeezing every monetary morsel out of that. But I will say the game was a good game.
Yes,
it was
a
very good game.
Yes. Good teams. I kind of would have wanted either one to win. I like Patrick Mahomes. Andy Reid had never won a title. He had it coming. I also would have liked to have seen Garoppolo win because the Patriots traded him away a couple of years ago, and it would have been kind of fun if he won, but
he didn't. I really wasn't rooting for anyone. I mean, I kind of wanted to see Kansas City come back and win it, which they did. But it was a good game.
The fans I don't like are the people who are like, well, if the Patriots aren't in it, I'm not going to watch it. It's like, well, then, I mean, come on, you know. Apparently, Gronk had his beach party. and Bill Belichick showed up. I was hearing this on the radio. Yeah, they're all partying down there. So, yeah, I don't know. It's sort of, I guess this Monday was kind of the hangover.
Well, I think I think there's I can't remember the statistic, but this is I think one of the highest days of employees calling in sick.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Post football bash.
Well, they're up till about midnight, swilling the brewskis down, and then
Oh, well past midnight. I think the game ended about 10:30, and the party continued.
Well, especially if you're in Kansas City, though. I don't know about San Francisco. Obviously, is kind of different from Kansas City, but Kansas City is so wrapped up in that team. I remember I was working on a job. And there were some people there from Kansas City for some reason on this job. And, I just said, oh, how's Kansas City? And this woman starts going, oh, not bad, not bad. We're looking pretty good this year. We got this, we got that. And I realized she was talking about the football team. And I said, no, the city. What's the city like? And she's like, oh, well, yeah, that's fine, and everything. They just automatically assume you're talking about the football team. That it's a
It's a religion.
Yeah, but I mean, New York people, they like the Giants and everything and the Jets. But I mean, there's a lot else going on in New York. Some places there is really not that much else going on.
Yeah, it's just the football team.
Yeah, I mean, Green Bay, Wisconsin. I don't think there's a huge amount going on.
No.
Well,
no.
I'm sorry. I don't want to alienate our many fans in Green Bay. I'm sure it's a wonderful city.
I actually went to Green Bay and I did a piece for ESPN. God, I can't remember what the guy's name was. He was a running back at the time. He was their best running back. And, dude, it was abysmal. I mean, I think it was in February. Oh. And it was, oh.
Jesus. My favorite NFL player, or he's not technically a player right now, And people should model their careers off him as Antonio Brown.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, he got himself, I forget where he was. He was on a team in the Midwest, maybe the Vikings. He either left, got himself booted out of there, goes to Oakland, wants out of there. So he gets into it with the coach, very public. This is all at the beginning of this season. I'd never heard of the guy before. But then, apparently, he is amazing. He is absolutely amazing. He's a receiver. So, the Patriots pick him up. And, everybody's very wary of this guy because he's very much a loose cannon. He's embroiled in a number of legal issues outside of football. None of which are seemingly too serious. Although, I don't want to minimize. There was a sexual assault case. But it was not a
criminal. Oh, that's serious.
Well, no, but it was a civil case. It was not a criminal case, which I'm not saying anything makes it, sexual assault less serious, but she was not filing criminal charges against him.
Right.
So, whatever. Whatever it was. I don't know. That was in Florida. I'm not sure how that played out. And there had been other things, too. So I don't want to say none of them were serious, but the Patriots decide they're going to take a chance on this. He plays one game. And they tell him, look, he's got something like $10 million riding on this. You are not to send any more text messages or tweets to this woman. Not you, not anybody around you, nobody. What does he do?
Pretty clear.
Sends the text.
Of course.
A public text message or tweet. It went public. He's calling her a bad mother, saying all these terrible things about her.
So, he couldn't help himself.
No, so they fire him. So it's like they told you to not do one thing. And no, you can't do it. And his latest thing in Florida again, I think there are other women out there. There's different lawsuits pending for not paying people for redoing his condo. $100,000 here, $50,000 there. This guy is just a nutcase and apparently not a very good person.
Oh, and he hasn't paid these people.
No. And he's got a lot of money, although I don't know about now. His last escapade was throwing a rock at a moving van. Moving him in or out of some place. Throws a rock at the van. Like, what is up with you?
This is a special human.
He really is. He really is. So really, when your boss tells you just don't do this one thing, do it. Double down. There you go.
Oh, Matt, when your boss tells you not to do it, you can see the glimmer in your eye. Just the twinkle.
Well, now I have to. You've challenged me. You've challenged.
You know. You've laid down the challenge.
It's like the button that says do not push. you gotta push it. What are you going to do? Not push the button? Come on. All right. So we have a couple of scintillating episodes coming up. We're not afraid to tackle the hard issues head on, dead on, right?
Absolutely.
So one is an article I read about, and I heard this on the radio, and then I did a little research. Basically, minimum wage goes up, suicide rate goes down. That's the premise of the article, the study that came out from Emory University. So we're gonna touch on that. Take a look a little behind the numbers, you know, see what's actually going on here. Because there are people on the other side who say, wait a minute, it's not that simple.
And no, it's going to be a good discussion. I mean, it's, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, you've got, you know, money doesn't solve everything, but it solves all your money problems.
Yeah, that is very true. I mean, people who glamorize poverty generally haven't lived in it. So,
yeah,
you know what I mean? Yeah. So, and then the other hard hitting episode we're tackling is, you want to tell us, John?
The economics behind all you can eat buffets.
I mean,
something very near and dear to my heart.
We just take the hard issues and we wrestle them to the ground. We're not afraid. We don't back off.
Yeah. I mean, take a break from politics, all this garbage going out, and come take a listen to this because it's truly enlightening. What's so interesting about it is, and we'll go into it obviously on the podcast, is the way that they strategically set up the food.
Yeah.
It's almost like a feedlot and they fill you up before you get to the good stuff.
You're grazing.
And that's how they make some coin on you.
Yeah, you're grazing. You just
That's right. That's why I always go to the, not the beginning of the line, but the end of the line and go in reverse. And everybody hates me. It's like a salmon swimming upstream.
And they're like, sir, there are certain rules and etiquette here.
Doesn't apply to me.
To the all-you-can-eat buffet.
Like. Right to the shrimp. The steak just pounding.
Well, I'm like any other patriotic, red-blooded American. I love nothing more than stuffing my fat face. Beyond, I mean, I'm full. I'm full. Not yet uncomfortably full. So that's when I go back up and I get uncomfortably full.
Well, that's, I mean, basically, that's what the Super Bowl is.
Yeah.
The Super Bowl is snacking and eating and drinking yourself into a coma.
Yeah, that's what we do here. That's America.
Chicken wings.
Yeah.
What's the stat of how many chicken wings are consumed on the Super Bowl? I got to look this up.
Hey, I'm not going to lie. I love a good chicken wing.
Oh, I actually ate chicken wings yesterday, and they were awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
It was
like a good wing.
Okay, it's the most eaten food during the Super Bowl, and this year it's predicted to be no different. The National Chicken, okay. The project Americans to consume a record-breaking 1.4 billion chicken wings.
Jesus. No wonder other countries just hate us. You know, they just, you bunch of.
That's about four wings for every man, woman, and child in the United States. That's impressive.
Fat, gluttonous. Just decrepit empire. We're all obese and just, I don't know.
Keep on gym. You know what? There's always room for another chicken wing.
Damn right.
That's my motto.
God damn right. And that it's your, not only is it your right, it's your patriotic duty to shove it in.
What are you, not American? What do you hate America?
Yeah, we hate America. Remember the freedom fries thing?
Yes.
Oh, that had to be one of the more embarrassing political stunts.
Embarrassing among many other things.
Yeah. All right, everybody. Thanks a lot for listening. Have a great week. Tune in, what is it, Wednesday and Thursday?
It's going to be Wednesday and Friday.
Friday. All right. So tune in for those hard-hitting episodes, and we'll be back at you with more in the future.
All right. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks.
Thank you, everyone, for listening to this episode of The Working Experience. We'd like to thank our sponsors, One Circle Media and the Still Believe app, the only app that delivers video proof of the Tooth Fairy and Santa by simply taking a picture. Download the app at stillbelieve.co today and amaze your kids. And if you work for a studio, network, startup, or corporation and are looking for a partner to create media that will build, engage, and entertain your audience, reach out to me at john@onecirclemedia.com. I would love to hear from you. And that's it. The end. The sweet end. Until our next audio encounter.